don't exactly enjoy, as Kramer would put it, being even Steven. 8-8 Phillies record, and that was just a game where it felt like, can we stop the game, please? Can this be over? Please just stop before it even started. That was a very poorly played baseball game by the Phillies. I can't understand how it went from the home run by Turner to 9-2 loss. So it was just a poorly defensive played game. Only two recorded errors by the official scorers, but there were way more than that. The official scorers being generous. Baum had one in the sixth. It went right under his glove. Realmuto threw a ball into center field for no reason. There was no reason to go after that guy when you have the guy on a 2-2 count. There's no reason to go after a guy. That just doesn't make sense to me. Why would you throw it to – why would you go to try to catch the guy stealing? If it's 2-2, I know the runners will be on, but, like, you have your pitcher. Do you not trust Zach Wheeler to get the strikeout, which made it more annoying that he got the strikeout? So then at that point, you're tied 1-1 in the fourth. You then hit it. Grab another run in the fifth with a Turner single. And then they just explode with the grand slam by Sawinski in the top of the sixth. And then it wasn't coming back after that. Wheeler got four earned runs out of that day. Five hits, four earned runs, three walks, 10 strikeouts. He's been really, really good. But this team can't seem to score runs when Wheeler's on the mound. It's very incredibly frustrating to watch these games because he's not pitching poorly. You can't score more than two runs when your ace is on the hill, which is the problem. Turner looks really good and has looked good. That was a bright spot. We lost the great Turner game somehow. Home run, a single, and then an infield single in the first, a solo homer in the third, a RBI single to center in the fifth, and then a fielding error by Cruz that he was able to reach. So he was on base for four at-bats, and with the home run, the run scored, Turner's looking good. He's up to .302 on the batting average. One guy who's not looking good is Harper. Swinging, I don't know why he's swinging at pitches like that, and I don't know why it's such off even keel for him. It's really strange watching him play right now. And he 0-4 today. He's batting .190. He's only 1 point better in batting average than Rojas, who's .189, who had a hit today and a stolen base and produced a run. Not a very good day for Harper, and it hasn't been a very good day for Harper. Somehow within his slump, he has the three home runs, but it's just not been clean baseball play for Bryce Harper in this early start to the year. And he will be playing, should be easy stretch. You should get two series wins out of this series, but there's no reason to have to, you know, I think that game today was kind of an unacceptable loss. They just threw the ball around, and the defense and the walks and the this and the that and the errors are just unwatchable. This team has been very sloppy to start the year. They get 44,000 people down at the ballpark with the sellout today for the biggest crowd and sellout, and then you put on this performance. First day we get nice weather, and it's this performance. Marsh let one go by him in left field in the eighth inning. It's like it's 6-2. You let him get to it. It became a triple out of that. That is just sloppy, careless baseball. And the ball rolls right up to him. And as Schmitty said on the end of the broadcast, why when you're fielding nowadays, the players love to field the ball on their side. They don't get in front of the ball. It doesn't make sense. Put your feet and get in front of the ball. Like, stand in front of the ball because you get a better chance at making the play if your feet planted and you're in front of the ball. Coming up on a side angle does not give you the best chance to make the winning play for the baseball game. Also, the amount of double plays they cannot turn, which is surprising to me. Stott's arm at second, I thought it was better than it was, but it is. His arm at second base is extremely aggravating. And the amount of double plays this team grounds into. Every time there's a runner on first base, it's a double play. I think I saw the thing. They've grounded into 16 or 19 double plays, and the Yankees have grounded into 20. There's not many teams that are worse than them with grounding into double plays, and it's just extremely, extremely aggravating. Yes, they have grounded into 16 double plays, third most in all of baseball. That's got to cut down on that, the double plays. I don't exactly know how you do it, but you gotta cut down the double plays. They gotta start playing better baseball. That was a sloppy baseball game, and I thought we were doing good shape. They had the lead, and then it just all went away. So hopefully, Phils can build off of the Turner game and move on to tomorrow's game, where they play the Colorado Rockies, also at home, and the Rockies are 4-12. This should be an easy win, and an easy win or possible sweep of this series. They are 67.6% chance favorited to win the game. They've got Nola on the mound tomorrow. He's 2-1 with a 4.50 ERA. And Quatrill from the Rockies, he's 0-2 with a 7.20 ERA. This should be a win. I hopefully am not coming on after a loss, because that would just be brutal. So Phillies lose this one 9-2 to Pittsburgh. They split the series. I will see you tomorrow.